Sarge was barking his head off today, but we just ignored him. He barks at everything. We should have listened.
He was trying to warn you about something. If you had listened, you would still have your bike. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. That's right. My friend's bike was stolen right out of his garage. It never would have happened if he had listened to his dog's barking. Sarge was trying to warn him. God warns you about bad stuff, too. Not by barking at you, but through what he says in the Bible. If you choose to do bad stuff, you'll mess up your life, even if you're a Christian. So instead, listen to God and all of his commands, just like it says in the book of Psalms. His teachings warn his servants, and good things come to those who obey him. Our story for today is called A Curious Incident, Part 1. As Ryder and Zach set plates and forks on the table for lunch, a dog started barking outside. "There goes Sarge again," said Ryder. "He's always barking." "This bark sounds different than usual," said Mom. "Maybe one of you boys should go check it out." "Aw, Mom, we're busy," said Zach. "Besides, Sarge barks at everything. Squirrels, people, cars, you name it, he barks at it." Since Mom didn't insist, no one checked to see why Sarge was barking. When Zach and Ryder went out to ride their bikes later that afternoon, they stopped and stared at the empty garage. "Where are our bikes?" asked Zach. "I don't believe it," cried Ryder. "They're gone. Who would have the nerve to come into our garage in broad daylight and take our bikes right out from under our noses?" "After all the work we did mowing lawns to buy those bikes," said Zach. "Now this." The boys rushed into the house. "Our new bikes are gone. Someone stole them." Everyone hurried out to see for themselves. Dad returned to the house to call the police department and report the loss. When he came back outside, he stopped to pet Sarge. "Didn't we hear Sarge barking a couple hours ago?" he asked. "He was trying to warn us, and we didn't listen to him." That evening, Dad read aloud from Psalm 19. "Warnings are important," he said after he finished reading. "Today, Mom warned you boys not to ignore Sarge's barking, but you did. Sarge was warning us about the bikes getting stolen, but we didn't listen. In this psalm, we see that God speaks through his word not only to teach us about who he is and how much he loves us, but also to warn us about sin." "You mean how sin separates us from God and only Jesus can free us from sin and give us eternal life?" asked Zach. Dad nodded. "Yes, the Bible definitely warns us about sin in that way. But it also warns those who already trust in Jesus about the consequences of sin and how disobeying God can create huge messes in our lives. Let's be sure to listen, knowing that Jesus will always forgive our wrongs and help us obey him." Well, how about you? Do you take warnings seriously? God warns Christians about the dangers of sin in the Bible. Listen to him and obey his commands. Is God warning you about something today? If you think he is, pray and ask God to help you know what action to take and get advice from an adult you trust. God's warnings are one of the ways he helps you and guides you through life. Our key verse is Psalm 19, 11.
His teachings warn his servants, and good things come to those who obey them.
And our key thought, pay attention to God's warnings. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting the gospel in the Middle East through our storytellers. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting public school kids hearing the Word of God. And when you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting families growing closer to God through our devotions and radio. Learn more about Keys for Kids during our Week of Giving at keysforkids.net/weekofgiving. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.